Because the Raiders can possibly win a game.
Can they?
Yes. Yes. They can possibly.
I don't know.
Marcus already made his clear. I am envy. Exact same.
38 to nothing.
Started Alonzo Gill at shooting guard and beat them. What? Come. No. Money and power, oh yeah, respect. I'm demanding this shit. I'm fucking up commas. I'm high as a jet. I'm flexing this shit. I can tell it's my time without checking my race. Feeling like hell, I'm the best in this bench. Had a few songs when I wanted this shit. And if money ain't talking, I'm exiting quick. These niggas can match my
number. Hey, look, Magic Johnson is the greatest point guard of all time. If I ever said different on this show, I was hot. Waking the morning and straight to the bag, and I'm keeping it running like Michelin Man. These niggas is crazy. They're thinking that I ain't been on my shit lately. Go try to play me. I'm turning the ghost, I'm calling them Swayze. So shit just amazed me. Believe in these rappers when niggas is flaky. Respect it greatly. Show up in your hood and moving it safely. And tell you to run it up. My karma is beautiful. Please don't fuck it up. For those who ain't heard of us. Coming up.
Yeah. Marcus, your soundbite is still my absolute favorite of all the soundbites. But I swear both of your pics is the exact same picture and just in like a different location. Like it's just.
Yeah, it probably is. That's the funny part.
It's the exact same in both of them.
Like you could say that it might be Photoshop.
It might be just green screen, like it's just a green screen. Just put something else in the background.
But what's good, everybody, man? Welcome back to Conversations at the Shop, episode 160. God damn, that's a lot of episodes, guys.
That's about as many points as Denver been giving up these last couple weeks.
Hey, why? They're not even on the show topic today. Like, why are you even talking about them?
I'm not gonna allow an episode goes by without it being known that y'all been looking like shit. Y'all got a win yesterday though, so I can't say much.
We still number one in the West. We're doing better.
Y'all still the biggest potatoes in the Western Conference.
Hey, that's not the topic list today. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
How is everybody doing today? Is everybody fine?
Well, you know, I'm hiding out from my kids in a half bathroom, smoking me a blunt, so I'm chilling.
I mean, can't get much better than that, you know? That's the life. How about you, Dredd? How are you feeling? I mean, like sports wise, like how you feeling good? Oh, all your teams doing well right now? I'm curious. We're gonna get to the term in a second. How you feeling about that? Out of curiosity, I'm just.
Hey man, look here.
You all right.
Look here, dog. I am fine. Yes, Duke lost to Tennessee.
Had Candace Parker on TV.
Denver has 1-5, 2-5, 2-5 in the last few games.
Titans ain't done
the
shit.
The Tigers lost. It's been pretty rough. But throughout that rough time, I was in Florida living my best life. So I kind of just, you know, had the time to just relax. Yeah, I was with the kids, you know. went to Disney World, went to Universal. I enjoyed spring break. Not even worrying about anything. Even though I was very, very hurt by the L's that went down this past week. Especially the one on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to make sure, you know, I'm just checking on your mental, you know, well-being.
Make I'm sure fine. You're good
through that.
Okay. Corey, I am fine, Corey. Thank you for checking up on me.
You know, I care.
You don't. You don't. And it's fine. It's fine. Like, I get it. But yeah, man.
I will say something. Man. I ain't going to say nothing because the Tigers lost. They died a horrible death in the tournament. I ain't got nothing to say about the tournament. Fuck the tournament. Fuck the Tigers. Man. God damn.
So, last week was the start of NFL free agency. We got some NFL free agency updates that is going on. Of course, the biggest one this week.
The fucking Cowboys. You ain't got to say it. You ain't got to say it. We'll say it for you. Biggest update in this week is Cowboys taking two of it. It ain't but eight good players in the AFC South as a whole, and we just took two of them. Stephon Gilmore for, I believe, a fifth, a conditional fifth.
Or a fifth, right. Cool, conditional.
A conditional fifth. So this wasn't even like our pick. It was the extra pick that you get when you look. And then
that wasn't even Cook. Our pick.
Wasn't it? For, it was just an extra one.
Brandon Cooks for a fifth year, this year and a sixth
next year.
Next year.
And the Texans are paying robbery. $6 million. And the Texans are paying $6 million of his salary. So we're only paying him $12 million this year. Jerry Jones, we've been waiting for you to do some shit like this for a long time now. Credit where credit is
due. I no longer want Jerry Jones to die. I just want him on life.
Bro, what the fuck, bro?
What?
Listen. I still don't want him to control the damn team.
I don't know what pack Jerry Jones been smoking this all season, but he need to keep smoking that shit.
Keep smoking it. That's what
keep smoking
need.
All the way until you get to the draft. All the way until we go get Robinson from Texas. Yep. Go do your thing.
Keep going. I don't want to do that again. We finally got out from underneath the goddamn first round running back. We do not need another goddamn first round running back. I don't want to do this again. No.
I don't want to do fourth or fifth and put everything on Tony Pollard, and then we be sitting up here looking crazy again.
Take one in the fucking third, fourth round. Where the fuck did we get Pollard from? He had to be like a third.
He was second round, wasn't he?
Was he really?
I think Pollard was second. Honestly, I think Pollard was like second. He might have been second or third round. But yeah, okay. We can maybe wait.
Get one third, fourth round. First round, I want goddamn defensive tackle.
I want
some 6'3", 359-pound jersey coming up over his stomach. Big fucking take three blockers out the way. That's what I want. That is the number one need for me. That, and then maybe offensive line depth, maybe another linebacker because Van Der Esch can't be counted on still.
Charlie 2.0.
That's what I'm looking. But yeah, I'm excited. Unlike last year, because y'all remember last year, we came in, we were not excited going into the season.
We didn't even want to talk about football until the season started, and we still didn't even want to talk about it.
At all, because week one we got smoked and Dak got hurt. We wanted nothing to do with shit.
Nothing to do with football. Now look at you guys. You guys are sitting here gloating, having a good old time right about now.
It's amazing what an active.
And we've had a pretty good offseason. We literally went from like no impact at all to probably having the biggest impact all in a matter of 2 days.
Seriously.
The Stephon Gilmore deal was like,
that's huge.
That is crazy. Because niggas was testing that nigga last year, and he still was like, don't do that. And now you put him on the other side with him and Trayvon Diggs. That's just...
And Deron Bland, who had like five or six interceptions last year as our third. Like, that's good.
The crazy thing was when Brown went down, we needed somebody, and they put in Joseph first. Kelvin Joseph. Good God.
So bad.
Listen, man, that was a waste of a second round pick. Okay,
That was a waste of a second round pick.
We just need to draft cut our losses with that guy. We don't draft Kentucky football players.
You don't draft Kentucky football players. They got the shit mixed up. Don't draft Kentucky. No.
Yeah, this dude came in. He wanted to be a robber. He was involved with a little case and everything. It's like, nah, bro. You were doing all that before you were getting playing time. We should have known that wasn't going. So now you get Stephon Gilmore. Now you can start him now on the other side. When Brown come back, he ain't got to worry about coming back in that start spot. Even though he was playing well before he got hurt too.
Brown better hope he got a roster spot.
He got a roster spot, man. He gonna have Joseph roster spot.
That is a peak. Like, you might not listen if one of these other young dudes ends up being all right and we don't got to pay you that much. Or
he did tear his Achilles too, didn't he?
No, knowing Anthony Brown, like, this is the time where he'll like have like the best camp of his life. He always does that when he's this close to being cut. And it's like, yo, Anthony Brown might lose a spot. And then that nigga's just like locking down. He gets three picks every fucking scrimmage and all that shit. That's what he is. Somehow he figures that shit out. But we got them. We kept Donovan Wilson. I would have been pissed if we lost Donovan Wilson. We've done what we're supposed to do. We're supposedly working to try to keep Fowler because he was great as a pass rusher. So if we keep Fowler, and we still got Micah Parsons, Fowler, Durant Armstrong, and Sam Williams, who we drafted last year, we're good on pass rush. We need inside defensive help, middle of the line. That's what I always think of the Ravens. I always think of them Ravens teams. They had big fat ass Siragusa, big fat ass Sam Adams taking up an entire offensive line, and Ray Lewis was just running around killing us. That's what we need. I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited about my team. Marcus, I know, is excited about his team because we are the same team. Gerard, how you feeling about your team, brother? How feel about the additions that the Tennessee Titans have made?
So far, it's been all right, I would say. We got a linebacker from San Francisco. We got an offensive lineman from San Francisco. You can't never go wrong with that. We got Dillard from the Eagles. It's pretty decent.
Dillard's all right.
We got Arden Key from the Jaguars.
He was amazing in high school.
He was amazing in high school.
I think all of these niggas was amazing in high school.
No. Arden Key. Bullshit. Hold on. Yeah, he was. Oh, no. Oh, shit. That ain't right. I must be thinking of someone. He was supposed to be the shit at LSU. I know that for a fact. And he ain't do shit.
What was the guy's name?
He was the projected number one overall prospect for the 2018 draft, and then his play on the field and some off field shit caused him to drop, and he was a third round pick, and he has
14 sacks in 5 seasons.
There you go. Micah had that last year, I think.
he also played with the Jaguars, so I don't want to hear it.
Hey, that's AFC South champion Jaguars to you. Watch your mouth.
That's true. You have to respect them. You got to respect them. They did do that.
I ain't got
to
respect.
And they beat y'all to do it, so you definitely got to respect.
Lions are doing work. I do like the Lions. Can't lie.
The Lions have made some.
They made some nice pickups. I ain't gonna lie. Normally, I'd be down on them because honestly, it's fucking Dan Campbell. I just can't get with him as a coach. I just can't get that with him. But they have made some solid pickups though. This year, for real, for real.
CJ Gardner Johnson, that is a good one. Kept Jamal. Oh wait, oh they lost Jamal.
No, they let go. They lost. They lost Jamal.
Forgot
Williams,
about
bro.
That.
He said,
"Oh yeah, Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams went to New Orleans."
Yeah. Oh man, DeAndre Swift fantasy owner is about to be hype as shit now. Oh my god.
I'm trying to think, they did pick up a running back. They added Montgomery.
David Montgomery.
Yeah, that's what it was. David Montgomery. Yeah. So DeAndre Swift. So you guys, you fantasy fans, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up. Yeah. David Montgomery is a running back one. So hold up.
As long as he stay healthy.
Yeah, if he stay healthy, he's one.
We're a little cold, bro.
Facts, Cole. Facts.
We got love for Memphis.
Both teams.
We got love for Memphis around here. All right. The city. We got love for Memphis, the city, around here.
If you've been there, you know. Everybody know. If you've been there, you know how it is.
Yeah.
But who else is? Jimmy Garoppolo to the Raiders.
David Carr with porn star tendencies. Like, that's is he? If you have the pieces around Garoppolo, he's proven that he can do well with the pieces around him. Like, that is a fact. We cannot deny that. But
fact is,
But I'll never forgive Garoppolo. He took that Niners team to the Super Bowl. They needed him to make one throw. One throw. This is it. Like, we do everything for. We need you to make one big play, and you're a Super Bowl champion. And he overthrew the fuck out of, was it Emmanuel Sanders? I think it was Emmanuel Sanders. One of them top receivers. It wasn't even close. That shit was terrible. So Garoppolo will forever be that guy to me until proven otherwise. So, I mean, the Raiders got fucking pieces. So.
They lost the big one, though. They did lose Darren Waller to the Giants. That was.
But Waller was fucking injured like shit the last, super injured this whole past year.
He was super injured this year. I mean, he did make the Pro Bowl the year before.
The year before, too. No, 2 years ago.
Oh,
it's been two years since. Yeah, the last 2 years he's been, yeah.
But when he was playing, I had him on my fantasy team last year. When he played, he was solid.
I have him on my dynasty fantasy team. I traded for another tight end this year because I can't rely on that motherfucker right now.
Yeah, he could say it.
But look, thanks for trading him in the division.
I did end up with Robert Tunyon.
I traded for old boy from the Broncos. They're like second year tight end or whatever the fuck. I don't remember his name, but he.
I don't remember his name. I know exactly who you're talking about because he turned up for like a game or two, and then
near down the end of the season when they finally, but whatever. Beyond the point. I was about to ask. Why is Brett Favre not a New York Jet yet?
Brett Favre already was one.
Because Brett Favre needs to be Brett in Favre? Mississippi jail or something goddamn where. Right. That's what he needs.
Listen, I get him confused. It's the exact same storyline. Why is Aaron Rodgers not a fucking New York Jet?
Because the Packers are going to make his life a living hell before they trade him. They're going to treat this nigga like Vince McMahon, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, bro. They're going to make his life a living hell. You think you're just going to just get up and leave, like, and leave to the team that you want? If they really wanted to be petty, they trade his ass to somewhere else. They trade his ass to Atlanta.
So the deal has not been done yet. How?
They say they're not even close.
What is the compensation for $60 million on the Jets?
And you know the Jets probably might ask them to pay part of the salary too. And he's not coming off of his best season.
Not at all. Yeah, this is actually probably his worst season that he's had in the last few years. He keeps declining. But
yeah. Well, the year before he won MVP.
The
year before he won MVP.
The year before he just was that when he led the league and throwing away passes and shit. But then
I don't know. I feel like that was Brady
because I think he ended up turning those into interceptions this year.
I know he won MVP the year before last, and now last year he wasn't shit.
He won
except
MVP
when they
back-to-back
played
seasons. Because
of course he was. So maybe it was just one bad year, or maybe I don't know.
The Packers.
We can't forget about all the drama in Green Bay too. Half of it is from him, of course, but I mean he did have a lot going on there too. I don't think him and the coaches getting along the greatest. The whole shit with him and the receivers in training camp when he called them out at the beginning of the training camp saying it wasn't good or whatever. So.
And coincidentally, now one of those receivers is on the Jets waiting for him to
which he asked for, by the way. Allegedly. So.
I think the Packers going to ask for too much, bro. I think that's the whole issue right now.
They have the leverage because they have all the leverage. Because what is the Jets' plan B?
Their plan B is non-existent in actuality.
Yep.
And we know who they want. We know who they want as a plan B, but that's just not going to happen.
I mean, Mike White's
gone. Man, they're gonna hold Aaron Rodgers hostage, man, in Green Bay for a long time. And I don't believe they will make this deal. To be honest, I don't think they're gonna make it.
Who is their quarterback right now? It is still just Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is still on the team.
Yeah. What's homie name that them? Malik was excited about dude for a week. Chris Streveler. He's still there. Y'all remember Malik was hype about that nigga for a week because he ran because he ran for 60 yards or some shit. And Malik was hype.
But yeah, the Jets got the offensive rookie of the year, the backup offensive rookie of the year. The defensive rookie of the year. They're gonna have to give up somebody.
I mean, they're gonna cut probably your boy Corey Davis if
that ain't my one, boy. Their problem.
Because I'm sitting there looking at the receivers right now, and it's Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis, Lazard, and Elijah Moore. They don't need.
So you know, Corey Davis is on the way out, right? You can stop right there. Corey is on the way out.
Yep. Easy. That's it. Easy one there.
easy man out. Maybe he can come back home to Tennessee.
Nope. Lord knows y'all need receiver help.
That ain't the help we need.
What? I mean, you got what was the
Have you ever thought it was the quarterback?
I've thought about that, but no one in Tennessee has a pen.
He's blaming the receivers like your quarterback is. Man, never mind. Jersey.
Hey, look here. We're going to be just fine. Corey Davis was not the answer.
Neither is Tannehill.
Nobody said he was.
Corey Davis might actually be all right if somebody was actually throwing him the ball.
Corey Davis
instead
is
of Ryan three Tannehill. I don't like how you just blaming Corey Davis like that. Corey Davis, he was playing all right with the Jets for a minute, for a couple of games.
Corey Davis would immediately be the second best receiver on your team. Immediately.
I thought he was going to be one. Who y'all got over there?
Traylon Burks, the rookie they got, is all right. Give me some respect to Traylon Burks.
It is nasty work out here. Come on, man.
Yeah, Westbrook and Kine, which they
Westbrook and Kine, Kyle Phillips. Who the fuck is that?
Kyle Phillips never stays healthy. Concussions all day, every day.
Racy McMath?
Never heard of him.
That sounds like a fucking screen name country. In a Reddit like group a, for a
sound like a country singer.
That sounds like some right wing like Reddit group stage might, like yeah. stage name or something.
Gerard he might be from Gerard Call New York, man. Like a deal. Shut up. Right. You are these niggas, man.
That shit's terrible.
Call and we could Robert Woods this year too, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that coming a mile away. That just never worked out. That didn't work out at all.
Ugh. Yeah, sure out there for y'all.
Damn, man, hey, y'all got bad luck at receiver.
They ain't got bad that? Luck. They had a great receiver.
We had a great one. Woo. They just traded him. AJ.
AJ wasn't doing that in Tennessee.
He had
Ryan Tannehill at quarterback.
I'm not.
Yes, he was, bro. Don't do that, bro. He was balling out, bro. Whenever Derek wouldn't get,
bro, that man ain't had no year like he had last year with y'all. What you talking about?
Either way, I'm not chalking that up, bro. I'm not chalking that up to bad luck. I'm chalking that out to franchise mismanagement. That ain't got shit to do with luck.
That was a bad move. I still am. Fully,
oh, that was a bad move.
It was a bad. Hey, when it came last year, when the draft happened, that day we talked about it. I told y'all I didn't want it to happen. I hated it. Mm-hmm. Still hated it.
But you want to keep. But you won't. Why won't you say you want to get rid of Tannehill? You keep.
Because this is the thing. It's a business move right now. You can't trade the nigga because you got to pay him 25% more of his contract. That takes away the cap space that we got. You know that crazy contract that he got? You got to pay him 25% more of his contract because he has a trade kicker.
So you don't want to just deal with that. You rather just keep him in the star lineup and just keep him.
Who's going to take him? Who's going to take him, Marcus?
That's for y'all to figure out.
Somebody will take him. Do you see all these niggas with jobs out here?
Who won't ride Tandy?
Somebody, y'all wanted them. If y'all wanted them and y'all kept them, somebody want them. Somebody will need a number three quarterback.
Don't nobody want Ryan Tannehill. The nigga even thinking about retiring. Nobody
somebody need a third string, bro. Come on, bro.
Nah, bro. I'm not going to go for it, bro. Not going to go for it. What?
Slid that in real.
Pittsburgh will take him. I'm sure Pittsburgh will take him right now.
Yeah. I doubt it. They got Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, it'd be instantly their number three quarterback.
They got Kenny Pickett. It is what it is, bro. UF 286 was Saturday. Edwards and Usman, main event. How y'all feel about it?
I thought it was a good fight.
Pretty good fight, but
it was a close fight. I had Edwards winning three rounds, but because that nigga blatant as fuck grabbed the fence in that third round, I had that as a 9-9 round. So I scored it a draw, even though I had Edwards winning three rounds. If it was like a just overall score in the fight, just like eye test, who looked better? Edwards looked better. Edwards looked like the better fighter. Them fucking leg kicks, that nigga fuck.
Those body blows
and
too.
The body kick. Oh
man,
they was on that.
It was.
Yeah. He was
giving Usman some real work.
Yeah, it was. He was on his shit, and they said it was a good fight, but it was close because Usman won. At least one judge gave Usman either round 2, 3, or 4.
Right.
So, you know, all of those were super, super close. So if someone had Usman, I would not be like, that's insane. Because that third, like, it looked like the third round was going his way. And then he grabbed the fence.
He grabbed the damn
and
fence.
He got a point taken away. But then he, like, fucked Usman up the rest of that round to me. So it was like, yeah. I don't know. But it was a good fight. Credit to Edwards. They were saying it before the fight. I think it was Teddy Atlas said something like, you become a champion and you just automatically get 30% better. I saw that 30% better with Leon Edwards.
Yeah.
That nigga looked like a
That was probably, I want to say, one of the best One of the best fights he probably has, maybe.
For sure, to me. Because and Usman couldn't keep him down. The fact
that was the fact that once I think Edwards got up from a couple of the takedowns, I just said, okay, Usman, you might be in trouble. Yeah. Because if you can't control him and he's gonna be able to get up and tag you with the leg kicks, because he was killing you with the leg kicks early.
Killing him with those leg kicks.
So you get up, he's pounding you with the leg kicks, he's kicking you in your chest. Like, listen.
And a couple of the knees. He got him with a couple of knees.
That was like, ew, brother. Like,
caught him with some solid punches too. Like, this is probably the best Edwards ever looked, man. Usman did give him everything he wanted. It wasn't like Usman looked washed at all. He didn't look bad at all.
Outclassed. Like, it wasn't like he doesn't belong in the octagon. Yeah,
it was a fight.
That was not
it was a real fight. So
is a high level, like, it wasn't like the co-main event. That's just all action. As every single Justin Gaethje fight ever has ever been. But like, Usman and Edwards was like, it's good, it's close, and it's like a casual person might go, and it wasn't really the best fight. But if you like follow it.
Yeah, if you're a fan of it, though, if you're a fan of MMA, you know what to look for. You're looking at the leg, because I'm a fan of like seeing the strategy when they come out and you think, you know, they're going to go with the hand. They start off with leg kicks. And then when the leg kicks get to working and they keep working, by the third or fourth round, you see the results of all them leg kicks. It's like they limping, they dragging their legs. It's like when you really a fan of it, it's like, yeah, you can get to pick it apart and say, yeah, that was a good fight.
I mean, you saw it in the co-main event, because that first round, Fazeev was looking 8 steps ahead of Justin Gaethje. And Gaethje just kept hitting him in the body. Hitting him in the body. Oh, you're going to slow down eventually. You're going to slow down. And the second he started slowing down, we saw the results on his face by the end of that fight. That shit was nasty. Oh, man.
All right. We're talking about who's next for Leon.
Not Kobe.
I don't want to see Kobe, man, because listen, Kobe, you already had your shot. I know Usman was the champ, but you had 2 shots. I'm cool on this. I'm cool on you getting another shot. Now, if Edwards was a champion and y'all was going to fight, that's something else. But I'm not down with him, and I damn sure don't want to see Masvidal, because the last time we saw your ass, you were getting mopped up. So I'm cool on that one too. So I don't know who. I know you had mentioned Muhammad earlier.
Bilal Muhammad, hey, that's a real nigga. I fuck with Bilal.
I like Bilal, man. Fuck it. Just throw him in there.
If Kobe had fought within the last year, I wouldn't have a problem with this, because it's literally like, yo, the only dude you couldn't beat was Usman, who is one of the greatest champions we've ever seen. I'm not mad at him getting a shot at someone. Like, that's normal. I'm cool with that. You ain't fought in a fucking year. I'm going to need you, like, as in the words of Bilal Muhammad, bitch afraid to fight and getting rewarded for it. Those are his words. You got to do something.
You got to fight somebody, bro.
I don't know if he's going to stay in the division, because he has fluctuated between 170 and 185. But if he were to stay at 170, it's Khamzat. It's Khamzat Chimaev. That's the guy right there, if he stays at 170. But there's been a lot of... If he struggles to make 170, I think. But he's third in the rankings, in the UFC rankings. It is Usman, Kobe, and then Khamzat. So, and he just beat Gilbert, not just beat, but he beat Gilbert Burns in an amazing fucking fight. So it ain't like we don't know he can hang at high level. He can do that. And he's fought twice since the last time Kobe's fought.
That's enough for me.
The second being at shit, I'm not even sure if that was a 170, 185. But, I mean, he beat Gilbert Burns, and then he dogged Kevin Holland in 2 minutes.
talking to ass Kevin Holland.
Kevin Holland be talking this shit. He be funny, though.
And then get his ass whooped by anyone with a inkling of wrestling. Dogs the shit out of him. I want Kevin Holland to be good. I'm rooting for you, Kevin Holland. I want you to get back in shit. But yeah, we know what that is. So yeah, if it ain't comes out, Gilbert Burns is fighting Masvidal soon. If Gilbert wins that, I'm sure he'll be a possibility. But Dana loves Colby. Because
Dana and Colby are like, they are locked in.
They're Trump buddies. Which is funny because Dana was shitting on Colby for a minute too, but they're Trump buddies, so you know, they'll be all right.
We'll see how that turns out, man. March Madness has started, dog, and I swear, my brackets are fucked up.
Apparently, so everyone's bracket is officially done.
But is college basketball better with the smaller schools beating the big name schools, and are the upsets good for the tournament?
Upsets are always good. Number one, I made the intelligent executive decision to not do a bracket because I knew I didn't know shit this year, and it was going to go bad. And I'm very happy with my decision to do so. Upsets are always fun. It's literally what the tournament is built off of. It's you don't want all if it's just fucking Duke, Kentucky, yeah, fuck. Yeah, whatever.
Dan Arizona,
UCLA, and Michigan, and like you don't want the same teams over in Kansas and all that. Like, you want other teams to get in there, and it's always more fun. From a viewership standpoint, probably not. I feel like if people see, oh shit, Kansas and Kentucky are about to play, like those are the fan bases. That's where people want to see, but like just from an entertainment standpoint, like I was sitting there at work watching Fairleigh Dickinson in Florida Atlantic going, yo shit, this is crazy, who the fuck gonna win this? Like, you, those are always fun, and every so often you get a run. I think what the tournament really needs is for one of them to actually win it. It's gotten to the point where you've had multiple teams get to the Final Four. So it's just like you want one of them to just pull off the actual win. I think if that happens, then it'll really mean a little more.
I think upsets are cool. I think it comes down to, honestly, upsets has always been cool. It's been something that college basketball has lacked in the past few years, really, where it's like you get one. But this year we have like six, seven, or eight of them. Like, it's a lot of – but I also think it's because those kids are older. The older kids, the freshmen, you know, the one and done is really not worried about how far they go deep in the tournament and nothing like that. Like, they care, but they don't care. Get what I'm saying? Like, they whole objective is just to make it to the league. Get on the dance, get in the dance, show my talent, show I can play. Just get to the league. That's their whole mindset. I don't think it's winning a national championship is that high on anybody's.
I think it is for some. I don't.
Not all, though. That's what I'm saying.
But also, like, a lot of the top, like the top two prospects aren't even in college basketball.
Correct.
I think there's more people who are willing to stay another year and like actually grow more so than it was 5-10 years ago. Because the ones who, the top guys, some of them just going straight to the G League now. Every year, the last 2 years, we got a G League Ignite in the top three, it feels like. Top five. Whether it's Kuminga, I think he was seven, though. Jalen Green, Scoot this year. Like, a lot of the top guys, you know, it's there's more options now. So I feel like the ones who are going to college are going to college because they really want to go to college. Because the other options are there now. And you're getting money now, so it's not even like a, I got to just get through this year so I can go make some extra money. They can get a decent amount of money, more than we fucking making. just going in there. So it's, I feel like there's a little more. It hasn't gotten fully there yet. The NIL deals and that's all still kind of new. But I feel like there's a little more pride and like really trying to win now. Because if I'm gonna go here, I'm going here because I wanted to come here. Because I could have just gone to the G League and only focused on balling and that's it, and made my money.
I don't know, man. I just think that, you know, let's say I'm not questioning them. They're willing to win. I think everybody gets in the game and was ready to win. But I just don't think that it's like, all right, where can I go to the most NBA scouts are going to look at me? Who got more access to better facilities or whatever, stuff like that? You know, you get NBA scouts come to Duke practices.
NBA scouts everywhere.
NBA scouts are everywhere. NBA scouts are everywhere. Like practice wise,
on a regular basis. But if you're with also with the camps and everything, Ja jumped up in this to the top, to one of the top prospects. Not off practice, not off game, because he was at the fucking Chris Paul point guard camp and shat on everybody there. Like, it's the access is there regardless of the facilities and that kind of training and stuff, 100%. But, like, scouts is – Dame went to Weber State. CJ McCollum went to Lehigh or wherever the – like,
these are top 10 picks. Let's not talk about
Lehigh. These are top 10 – yeah, I'm sure.
CJ McCollum has been a thorn in my side since he was in college. Y'all think Dame is the one I don't like. It's the other one.
Timestamp at 42 minutes and 20 seconds. Just said
it's
his name.
It's the other one that I don't like.
It's the other one. CJ. They was what? Were they 14 or 15?
It was a 15. It was a 2
it
seed.
Was a 15
it
seed.
Was a 15.
Yeah, they beat us that year.
They was on y'all ass, boy.
I remember that. CJ. All right, is Duke finally gonna make a run? Nope, CJ. Bucket.
Nigga had great.
I think it's fun for the smaller team to beat the big teams when you watching it. Yeah, I think in a tournament it's fun to watch. If I'm putting money on it, no, it's not fun, I'm sure. But just watching this shit just during the tournament, yeah, I like to see sometimes when the number 14 and number 15 team get the number two seed a heart attack. I like to see that. And it give you a chance to see those big players or the guys that you might think be going in the draft to see what they're going to do in the repression situations like in the tournament. And a lot of them young dudes be freezing up when the tournament starts. Now, sometimes it don't hurt their draft stock a lot of times because they also look at what they've done during the whole season. But it do give you a chance to look at like, all right, this is what happened when you got a one-game situation, you either win or go home. What you going to do as a top prospect coming into the NBA or going into the next level, wherever you're going? What you going to do? It'll give you an opportunity to look at that, too. So I like it. I like it from a viewership. I like to see the big teams. I would hate it if Duke was winning every year or if Michigan State was winning every year. That shouldn't be trash.
That's the thing, though. Duke not winning every year.
Yeah,
Kentucky not winning every year. We got because of Coach K.
But I said
it's cool if that. I said I'm cool with it. I'm saying I would hate it if that was the case.
Like it's good to see. It's really easy to get behind. Oh shit! It's Kennesaw State, bro. I don't even remember who the fuck they beat. But it's like, yeah. I mean, but they were given like it's like, oh shit. I don't even know where this college is. I have right. no clue.
I've you know, you I haven't heard him. I had heard them all year until just now.
Right.
Ever. FBU. They don't even have the names on the back of their jerseys. You don't know who these kids are.
Fairly Dickinson.
And they Fairly Dickinson. Purdue.
Like, come on.
They're all 6'3".
They got now, the only downside to that for me, though, is once I see that 15 seed beat the 2 seed, it's like, I'm cool with that game. But it's the following game after that. It's like, I got to keep watching these niggas after that.
And they get smoked the next game?
Not,
yeah, then the next game, most of the time, they
don't
get
talk
the
to Princeton like that.
But it's because like,
Princeton
yeah,
dog
yeah,
was
a, it's cool. Now, if they keep winning, it's cool. If they win 2 straight, I'm with you. I'm cool with right. you. Now I'm watching. But if you win that first one, and then you go out in the second one and you lose by 41, it's like, come on.
It's just, but I also get it. Like, I get it. If you're fucking Loyola. When Loyola made it, yeah, they made it to the Final Four.
George
like,
Washington.
That's what George Mason.
Yeah, George Mason, I'm sorry.
Right. But it's like, if I'm fucking Fairly Dickinson, and credit to them, because they actually, that was still a good game they did in the second one, but it's like, this is going to be one of the highlights of your life. Legitimately. Nobody on this team is going to the league. Y'all going to go to regular jobs and do whatever after this. But you can all, like, yo, we just beat Purdue. And I had, you know, I hit the big shot.
Corey Cole, I think.
You know, whatever that is. Like, mm-hmm. that's a it's hard to then go, I just beat Duke. I just beat Kentucky. I just beat Virginia, whoever. And now I got to turn around and play Western Kentucky. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta get hyped for this. Like, yeah, I want to get hyped for this, but I can't.
Yeah, don't let it.
The only thing you can lean on is the fact that it's March Madness. That's the only thing that you can lean on.
I just beat this 2 seed. I gotta get ready for fucking Auburn, the 7 seed.
I gotta get ready. I gotta get ready for this. I gotta get ready for the number 14 seed because number 3 seed couldn't hold it down.
Right. Like, it's hard for a 14 seed. Like, you playing with house money. Nothing else matters. And we could get smoked, but we still got, you know, the little 6-foot guard that shoots 49% from 3 and just got on fire. Like, oh, don't take the shot. No, I'm pulling from the logo to shut down the 3 seed. Like, I got that moment. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. We playing the 6 seed. I don't give a fuck about this. Fuck Houston. I'm not worried about it. You can't take away when I smoke Kentucky in this last round. Like, it's hard to keep going off that. I get it. Like, that shit is tough, especially for them little schools.
Yeah.
But credit to those who do it, because like you said, the Loyola Chicago, the fucking, like 40 years from now, they'll have return to the fucking, to campus for those teams.
Right.
Like
with
that.
Those teams. Yeah, those teams. Yeah. That's going to be a moment. That's a moment. They might put a banner up for your ass and stuff.
I still remember the year fucking Butler Florida. I remember that Butler year. They should have won that game.
They didn't. They ran against
the
Butler.
They should have won that game. Gordon Hayward missed the half court shot by a half fucking inch. But I remember the year Florida Gulf Coast made a run to like the Elite Eight, and they was throwing lobs because the whole time they could.
Doing some Harlem Globetrotter shit.
They was out there on some other shit. Like, nah, he got the USC job. Coach got the USC job off of that run. Like, that shit, it's cool. You do love seeing shit like that. So it's always good. Like, those are the moments that everyone always, they play those with, and they still play the fucking Bryce Drew shot from the 90s and it Valparaiso. Like,
from 93, 94.
Right.
They'll never play that.
Like, those are the moments that
I finally saw some Tyus Edney highlights this this past weekend. That's from like 93.
That's Ed like man, and
I'm like, God damn.
Yep.
Yeah, those are the moments though.
That's what it's about. And you love it. Cause like I said, the majority of these kids they're not going pro. And that's what makes it fun.
This is it. This is it for him. That's why the guy that's going into the NBA will be 4-for-11. Like, he ain't even locked in for real. It's these other niggas that's seniors, and they know they're gonna be bank tellers next week. These folks be out there getting all the shot attempts.
I got an engineering degree. Like, yeah,
if we win next week, cool. If not, I'm gonna go get this job, this construction job over here working for Pops.
About to be an architect. Look, what the fuck you?
I'm gonna either go 7-for-25 or go 12-for-25. But I'm gonna get these shots up.
Right. Can't ever take that away from him. I do love it. I love that shit.
No. Gotcha. Gotta love that.
But on to our new segment of the show. That Corey doesn't like.
We gotta give Corey a new phrase.
On go F out of here, man. First one, on go F out of here. Philly catches the Bucks for the number one seed.
I'm gonna say fuck out of here because I did look at Philly's schedule. They got everybody that they're playing is either in the play-in or in the playoffs. Milwaukee kind of got their schedule, but they do got like they got the Pistons in there, they got the Pacers in there, they got the Wizards in there. So I think they'll win a couple of those weak ass games that Milwaukee ain't got. I mean, Philly ain't got. So I'm gonna say fuck out of here on that
one. Yeah, it's not impossible, but.
They do got us like twice in a row. So
if they're starting right now, and you guys are actually up by like three right now. If there's a level below fuck out of here, I'd do that because I don't think they're going to catch them. Like, to say just fuck out of here just makes it feel like there's no fucking way. There absolutely is. These niggas is balling right now. Like,
yeah, they got eight straight.
I can't rule it out, but.
But just looking at the schedule, it's like, I don't know. Compared to the Milwaukee schedule.
At Golden State, they got a three-game stretch at Golden State, Phoenix, and Denver.
That's a tough stretch. Milwaukee don't have that. Milwaukee got some weak. Even the team that they got that's in the playoff, they're like bottom-tier playoff.
Right.
They ain't like top teams. Like, Milwaukee's schedule is very winnable.
So I'm gonna say fuck out of here, but just because Milwaukee's still really fucking good. Like, it's just Philly's been amazing, but Milwaukee has still been really, really fucking good. And at the end of the day, push come to shove, I'm not betting against Giannis in any. They do have a game against each other. I know for a fact, like, Giannis is going for at least 35, 15. And probably 6 assists minimum. Like, because we know this. So, I'm going to fuck out of here.
I'm going to go fuck out of here, too. Not even. What, they number 2 in the East right now? Tied for
two games back.
They're 2.5 games back.
So, I mean, unless Milwaukee just don't play.
Which ain't
go through a skid. Yeah, I doubt it.
Probably ain't.
That's not it. All right, next one. Brandon Cooks to the Cowboys. Great move.
Motherfucking right. Motherfucking right.
Let me tell you something, man. Our second best receiver last year is now in Houston. And if I told you his name, you wouldn't even know it. So it doesn't matter what his name is at this point. Right now, Brandon Cooks, off rip, is the second best receiver that we have who would have probably had 1,000 yards if he would have had a quarterback.
He had 1,000 yards in 6 of the 7 years before that.
Including the year before last. So
with Davis fucking Mills at quarterback.
I don't want to say on go.
But motherfucking right.
Whatever's the opposite of fuck out of here, I'm on that.
I'm going right now until further notice. It's motherfucking right. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, there we go. Motherfucking right. Motherfucking right. There we go. We'll do motherfucking right.
Motherfucking like right. Hell yeah. All right. No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
We've what you think, Gerard? What you think?
I think it's a good move.
Man, I know y'all. Yeah, I know you don't want to see Brandon Cooks twice a year no more.
I wasn't worried about him when he was down there, so it didn't matter. Right. he didn't play most of the games when he played against the Titans. It didn't matter.
That is my.
I am a little concerned about that, but I did look over his games played. Is not as bad as I initially thought. Like, I was thinking he missed like five to 10 games. Because
it's usually concussion things, if I'm not mistaken. I feel like he's a concussion.
He'll miss a cool 3 games, which is like, all right. It's like, all right, okay.
But yeah, next one. Is Golden State and Memphis a rivalry?
How many times did they play in the playoffs?
Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. We are hell bent on calling this Memphis and Golden State thing something. So it's not a rivalry.
They just don't like each other.
Let's just call it that. That's it. It's not a rivalry for real. That's not a rivalry. This is just a storyline that will come and go. It's going to pass because they're not even going to run into each other in the playoffs. We don't care. No.
That was the perfect word. It's a storyline. You're right. It's a storyline. It is a cool little storyline. The Warriors have 4 championships. Memphis is none.
Even when you get one, Memphis, you can't say none to them.
You can't count, like, you can't be like, oh, this is, they played twice. That first one is a whole different team. You can't count the Gasol, Zebo, Tony Allen group as part of it. No. Okay. No. Absolutely not.
Okay. Do we start from the play-in year that year? And then go from.
I completely forgot they played in the play-in. I don't even remember.
You talking about the year Steph? Was that the year Steph was out?
Yeah, and because the Lakers won the first one, and then Memphis beat them to get the 8 seed. I do remember that. Now that I think about it, but it wasn't no like.
It wasn't no blab.
It wasn't a rivalry.
They weren't talking. They weren't even talking like that. They weren't talking to each other then. They weren't going at each other like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. It ain't like they were not.
They wasn't. When was Dylan Brooks and Draymond going at it?
No. That's when the talking. Okay, so let's go back to when all of this potentially started. Andre Iguodala gets traded to Memphis, doesn't show up. They say they don't need him. Get him the fuck out of here.
That's part of the deal.
He ends up in Golden State. Back in Golden State.
He ended up in Miami or something first, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he went
right?
to Miami.
Because
yeah,
he had Miami. To have gone to another team before.
Because the very first game he had, I think, was against Memphis when he got the
Because
Miami.
you can't get traded and cut and then go back to the same
right.
team.
Right. He had to wait a year before he went back to Golden State.
A certain amount of time. So, yeah. So, that was where it somewhat started, I guess you can say.
That's a stretch.
But that didn't spark this.
That's a stretch.
This right this, here, this is what we this, got going on with remember, Shannon Sharp remember. And
no,
I mean
no, no,
with
no, no.
John Morant. I mean with John Morant
this,
and
this
and Dylan
okay.
Brooks and
this started
coming up to Steph and all of that
play-in.
Stuff in the playoffs.
In the play-in that year, Memphis was talking heavy about Golden State. If I'm not mistaken, because Steph and them remembered all that shit. Everybody was talking about them because they lost that year, and Memphis was one of them teams.
Everybody talked about Golden State that year. That was the part. That's why when they came back, they were talking so heavy. Everybody was talking about Golden. It wasn't just Memphis. It was everybody.
Even if you want to start it there, let's hypothetically say you could start it from that play-in. Cool. One game and one playoff series does not make a rivalry. It doesn't.
I'm not saying it is.
You need at least two playoff series.
And somebody else got to win one.
Both and somebody got to win. Like, it can't be one-sided. That's not a rivalry, bro. That is strictly, but this is just touch. This is simply touch and go.
Like, you,
and
you
only, like, we'll only talk about this when they play each other, and when they don't, we don't care. This ain't no real rivalry.
And it only is, and it's only really people talking about it now because Memphis is in the midst of their full heel run. That's all this is. Memphis is in the middle of their heel run, so they hate everybody. And everybody, it's just, they got one-sided rivalries on their side with a whole bunch of motherfuckers. Minnesota, you know Minnesota's still the only. You know they still hate mad.
Minnesota, Lakers. Minnesota
can't stand them. Lakers can't stand them because you fuck
the
with
them. The league can't stand Memphis. This is
because these niggas just went in.
But this is what they do.
How ridiculous, like,
okay.
They were probably the most well-liked, coming into the season, they were probably the most well-liked team in the league. From like an outsider's, like an outsider's fan point, like, you know, yeah, this is my team, but I fuck with Memphis. I like them. They're young. They're not afraid. They entertain it. Like, it's cool. And somehow within 3 months, these niggas went full, like,
full blown Austin shaking hands with me.
Full blown
Austin shaking like, hands what with me, man, bro.
Can't stand none of them. Ja losing his mind doing some dumb shit. Dylan Brooks is the most hated person in the league. Fucking Jaren Jackson, like, why do you shoot like that? I can't stand it. I'm the only one. I hate his shot so much. I can't stand it.
I hate his shot and his shot selection.
That's another thing about this shit is, like, it's not like the thing is they're making it a thing between Memphis and Golden State, but Dylan Brooks been talking shit about everybody. He was just talking shit about Luka and Kyrie the other day.
Right. And it's
not like it's just like when they see Golden State is up and everybody else, they don't keep the same energy. They try to do that with everybody.
if that's the case,
they have a rivalry with everybody? I don't think that's the case.
Not a rivalry with their goddamn selves. Win more than one playoff. You won one playoff series that you should have lost in 5 games.
But they didn't lose, Corey, so it don't matter.
I understand that. You've been relevant for 3 seasons. One of those seasons, you got put out in the first round. One of those seasons, you snuck through a playoff win and then got smoked by the champs. And now you're here. So what have
really
you done?
Smoked, Corey. They lost.
They
six
lost.
Games.
You lost to the champs. Lost to the champs. It don't. When shit got real, Steph said, "All right."
Then Ja was hurt, and he had to deal with Dylan Brooks. Yeah. Anyway,
I don't care.
I don't care.
Next win, one, win more than one playoff series. All right.
The next one is on goal F out of here for Joel Embiid for MVP.
Motherfucking right. You goddamn right. Yes. Yes. Because you know what MVPs do? MVPs lead their teams down the stretch of the season to victories and pushing and peaking at the right time of the season. Okay, that's what MVPs do. MVPs do work and their teams get better in the final month of the year.
Eight
when your team was here and then they're going like this down the stretch of the season, it's not what MVP does. You're supposed to step up and carry your team.
You know
it matters.
They don't get blew out by the Bulls by 21.
Nah.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? Both of you bums just gave Jokic all of this praise last week. And now I come back on the show, and this is what we do. We said,
We told you that on the show. If you watched us give Jokic praise, we told you right after that that when you came back, the smoke was right back up. We told you that.
We didn't even wait for you to come back. We smoked him later in the show.
Can't stand you, niggas, bro.
We are very consistent here on this. Both
of you guys have said on go, and I'm going to say fuck out of here because I think he's getting 3 in a row. But I'm not talking about basketball anymore with you guys personally until the playoffs start.
Why is
because
that?
Because you're I don't understand.
You guys know. It's in the group chat. I won't say it out
What you mean? We know. What you got to do with all these people watching?
I'm out front of all my team's fuckery.
I don't care, Corey. I'm not gonna be out front right now. None of that. I'm gonna sit back in the back and chill.
I just watched my goddamn best. I watched my fucking best player ball out for 47 minutes and have the worst 15-second stretch you could possibly fucking have to blow a goddamn game. Then watch him take a back seat as the best American white player in the NBA today, Austin Reeves, went to work on Orlando. I'm here. I can't think of another one outside of Caruso, and I'm not going to argue either of my two favorite white people against each other.
Nah, right, I'm like, don't do that. I'm just like, Caruso did not die. I don't know.
I'm not going to argue between my two favorite white people, okay? I won't put them against each other. I'm not. All right? Just saying.
Nah, shout out to Austin Reed. I like Austin Reed, though. That white boy got buckets.
Already fucked with him. And then when they had the Dallas game, when Josh Green tried to get in his face, and he stepped right back.
Oh, yeah. You told him he was going to beat his ass. Yeah. He told him, you ain't shit, I'll beat your ass.
You ain't shit, I'll beat your ass.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, fuck him. I'm from Arkansas. You really want the problems? He ain't got no fear. What you thought? Right. Yeah. So I'm out here, out front, all my team's fuckery. I be at work. I check my phone while I'm at work, and I got texts all the time about every fucking thing.
The guy that is not here today, so you take that up with him. I'm going to keep my energy how it's been all season. I really hadn't said nothing, and I'm going to keep it at that.
No, that's not true. That's not
NBA
true.
NBA players of the week. NBA players
that's not true at all. You just big cat.
You skipped the whole ass topic first and foremost.
You skipped the topic. Yeah, you did skip the topic. And then you just capped before you did that. So that was big cat.
No.
Because if I'm not mistaken, on this very platform, you said y'all wasn't losing a series. That was just a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all backed me into a corner to make me do that.
You also, because not out of nowhere, because you said something that required you to stand on that. We don't just push it. Say something. No.
Hey, Corey, remember when the playoffs started and when the Cowboys was playing Tampa Bay, what they try to make us do? What y'all going to do? Y'all going to win the what? So why we can't do that with you, bro?
No, absolutely.
It's against the
rules. We absolutely can. Hell, I'm not even on Facebook anymore. But I know of a specific post that you said talking bad on a certain team in New York, and they just smoked y'all.
We lost by 6. That's not being smoked, bro.
Yeah, smoke.
Yes, smoke.
We lost by 6.
When it's the Knicks, it's smoke.
Yeah.
Y'all sound how's like Knicks fans.
How's offensive Aaron Gordon doing?
Knicks take.
He just dunked on Nikola Jokic yesterday.
Disrespect. He should be suspended. For...
Right. How he dunked on
you? Don't dunk on your own player. That was so disrespectful. Okay.
And I'm just, Bush League, by the way, because he ain't dunked on nobody all year. Now you want to dunk on your own
player. Whoa. He dunked on a nigga from San Antonio, then choked his ass out.
That don't count.
He got choked out right after that. Exactly.
He choked him out. What are you talking about?
And then they choked y'all out for a win.
MPJ choked the nigga that he dunked on, whatever his name is.
And then y'all let Doug McDermott relive his Creighton days.
Then Doug McDermott hit 20 on y'all for no reason. He's going 20 in years.
7 for 7 from 3.
It wasn't even March Madness yet. He was getting ready for Creighton to make their run. He's the inspiration. He did that. And Creighton's like, you know what? We do got a shot. And now they in the Sweet 16. So your team's ineptitude led to Creighton being in the Sweet 16. Just want you to know that.
Which is another reason why Joel Embiid is MVP, because there's not a team I don't think that's gone 19 for 32 on Jokic. And that was kind of crazy.
And it is what it is, though. You see him after the defense.
No, that's not an it is what it is statement.
It is what it is.
19 for 32.
We already talked about the Philly and Milwaukee thing. I threw it up there on the F out of here or on go.
I thought that topic was on there twice. I said that, and I'm the high one.
You did say that before the show, and
I thought I took it off. That was my bad. Guys.
Yeah, man. Players of the week, man.
NBA players of the week.
Ooh, Austin Reeves. It don't matter. East and West. It's Austin fucking Reeves. I'm not. There is. I don't care what else happened. That man took over that game like it wasn't shit. Pick and roll, niggas drawing charges, pulling up, mid-range. The nigga got 18 free throw attempts. LeBron James does not have a game this year in which he had 18 free throw attempts. But Austin fucking Reeves does. And them shits was earned. He ain't fly. That motherfucker's cold. He's my player of the week for the East. The Eastern side of Austin Reeves is my East player of the week, and the Western side of Austin Reeves is my Western player of the week. That's what it is. Okay, I don't give a fuck. Nigga got MVP chance. All right.
Well, since we doing that, hey, well, listen, I don't know if y'all saw this week, but my new point guard just so happened to hit 14 in a row for no reason while smoking. While we was out here smoking shit, he hit 14 for no reason. So Patrick Beverly is my Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Because when have you ever seen that nigga hit 14 in a row by himself? 14 in a row? 4 threes in a row? MVP chance? Patrick Beverly is my Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Stop playing, man. Western Conference Player of the Week.
He was in the West for the majority of the year, so you can I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah, fuck it. Both sides. He did play there all year. I was gonna give it to Jokic, just because I like the slide that he been on. The Denver's been on, but Jokic just played well. Jokic just played well during the slide.
He's not amazing. On
Jokic. He's been absolutely great. He's been great. It's just the Denver Nuggets as a whole is just not really all that good right now. Y'all got 2 wins in your last 7 games. One was last night in Brooklyn. Before that, you beat Detroit. Y'all niggas is in trouble, okay? I just want to say that.
That
has nothing to do with the players of the week. I'm sorry. Drew.
I'm just waiting for the Nuggets owner to create a machine in which he can fuse Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. into one player so that then they could be the perfect
light skin. I do it every time I see
this. It is. That's all you need. That's why they will definitely for the rest of this year, there is offensive Aaron Gordon, and then there's defensive MPJ. That is how they're going to start.
Defensive MPJ.
I can't stand you niggas. I just want to throw that out there. I can't stand you niggas. But my Eastern Conference Player of the Week is Joel Embiid.
Future MVP, Joel Embiid.
My Western Conference Player of the Week is Nikola Jokic.
Future NBA MVP, Joel Embiid.
I'm not. Until he win it, it's over with.
Jokic, third on my ballot.
Who you got second?
Giannis, nigga.
Shut up.
We just so used to Giannis. Used to Giannis that we're making
we're taking Giannis for granted.
We are taking Giannis for granted. That's not they even just on some spiteful to Gerard shit. Giannis be like 31-19-8. And he's like, yeah, all right. Good game.
This shit flow by the screen and it'd be like, oh, okay, Giannis hit 30 again, okay. Not even realizing, yo, nigga, Giannis hit 30 again. That's how it's supposed to be.
He is a career high in scoring right now. This is his best scoring year of his career. He's never averaged over 30.
Gerard, you can come back, man. It's all right, Gerard.
I'm just, yeah. I'm sorry. I just.
He put a ferret on the ballot. Oh, man. Well, okay, so apparently Gerard wants us to go to positive words now because he has positive words up. So I guess my positive word is stay high, abstain from all appearance of evil. And if you're watching basketball, make sure you watch the Nuggets lose when they play, whenever the next time they play. It don't get nothing more positive than that. Whenever the Nuggets lose, it's a positive day in the group chat. So that's my positive word.
I just want to let you know, guys, I had to take a phone call, so it wasn't that I was ignoring you guys. I heard all of the bullshit that you were talking. We're not used to Giannis. Fuck Giannis.
What was bullshit?
It is what it is. Jokic is playing better than both of them, and Jokic will get 3 MVPs in a row. Thank you. Now, do you have a positive word, Corey?
I just wanted to point out, y'all next game is against the Washington Wizards, and I swear to God, if Kyle Kuzma cooks y'all, Ooh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is going to be beautiful. I don't really got much as far as positivity. Of clearly full of negativity for the moment. And that's fine, you know. Hey, you know, when you're full of negativity, you have to release the negativity in order to then embrace the positivity that is still within you. So I am simply releasing my negativity where it is deserved to be released towards. And that is on the Denver Nuggets, who are sliding, the Tennessee Titans, who are doing absolutely nothing, and Duke basketball, who's gone home.
What kind of positive word segment is this, bro?
This is very, very positive.
Anyway, you guys are horrible friends, but I also do love you guys for the negativity towards my teams always, because when we do win, I won't shut up about it. So I get it. I get it. It's understandable. Anyway, my positive word is love on your peoples as always. Make sure that you just take the time out, focus on what you can focus on, control what you can control, bro. Don't worry about all the other bullshit that's going on. Life too short to worry about dumb shit. Take care of your family. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of yourself, man. That's my positive word for the week. So, everybody be easy. Y'all know where to find us at. We on all streaming platforms. Episode to be out first thing in the morning. I already got videos set up for everything, so y'all make sure y'all tune in with everybody. All right. See y'all next Monday. Anything else y'all need to say before we get out of here?
Well, hopefully we'll be back with Malik next week. Shout out to Malik, our brother.
What's the three MVP spot?